This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yep. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today in class. Ricky Rocket is taking the day off. I just got a call from him early this morning, and he wanted the day off. So, Ricky's fine. Anybody's taking today off, he'll be back next week. Joining us this morning, nurse Steve Elkins and broadcaster. Welcome, Steve.
Hey there, Vinny.
Hey, you know, Steve, I was thinking, last night I was at the dinner table with the family, and we were just having a anything goes kind of a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Windows 95 came up.
Yeah.
And I looked at the boys, and I said, you know, Windows 95 used to be really fast, blazing fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the boys said, yeah, until you put antivirus software on it. Well, I said, that's right. That's exactly right. Antivirus software and then anti-spy software, and then you had to have a spy anti-spy bot running. So you had to have all of this software running just so you wouldn't get infected by these viruses and plagues that were developed. And I thought, I wonder how many versions of Windows there were. Well, I knew of most of them, but I didn't know of all of them. So I just wanted to mention this to you. And there's a reason why I want to mention this. So, number the first version of Windows was 1985. It's called Windows 1.0. Then there was 1.02, 1.03, 1.04. 1.04 was 1987. And then there was Windows 2.03, 2.10, 2.11, 3.0. That was in 1990. And then 3.1. And that was called Windows for Workgroups. And then there was Windows NT 3.1. And then Windows for Workgroups 3.11, which was 1993. And then Windows 3.2, 3.5, Windows NT 3.5, Windows NT 3.51. Then we had Windows 95. That had versions A, B, and C. So Windows 95A, Windows 95B, Windows 95C. And then there was Windows NT 4.0, Windows 98. And then there was Windows 2000. Then there was Windows Millennium Edition. And, oh, by the way, there was Windows 98 Second Edition. So it was 98 plus 98 Second Edition. Windows 2000, that came out in 2000, actually 1999. Then there was Millennium Edition. That was in 2000. Then there was Windows XP. That was 2001. Then there was Windows XP Professional 64-bit Edition. That was 2005. And then there was Windows Vista, 2006. Then there's Windows 7, 2009, and then Windows 8, 2012, Windows 8.1, 2013, Windows 10, 2015. So there are a whole bunch of Windows editions. And every time one of them came out, it fixed some problems and caused new problems. And whenever you got a new version, you had to get the updated antivirus to work with that. And that slowed the computer down, so you got your new Windows, everything's great, but it's slower, so you get the new antivirus, everything's great for a short time, then you realize it slowed down, so you had to get a new upgraded processor, a faster processor, and then you needed more memory. So more memory, more processor, well, a new video card. And we used to be able to run the internet at 9,600 bits per second, then 14,400. and then 19,200, and then 56,000. This is all dial-up stuff. And that, you know, and today, and it worked. But what happened is we got more and more spyware, more and more infiltration, and we got more advertisements on the internet. So now we have these really fast processors in the gigahertz range, like 3 gigahertz and even faster, more memory, latest version of Windows, and it's slow with really fast internet. And so I've been thinking about this, and this is man-made. This whole mess is man-made because Windows, the early editions, worked fine. DOS was flawless. DOS would work and work and work. The computers lasted, the hard drives lasted almost forever, but when you got Windows, it beat up the hard drives, and they didn't last more than a couple of years. So everything got worse, and we think it's normal to buy new computers. Right? Is that
well,
right,
Vincent,
Steve?
I think actually that the system was created with flaw in mind and backdoors in mind to create more commerce. I mean, just think about it. We have to all have antivirus software for our computers now. Now, I don't know about any hacks at the Pentagon or the War Department or anybody else getting hacked because they have the best systems. But you're not entitled to that same system that they have. Your system has to be penetratable because they want to see what you're up to. The system was built with fraud in mind and flaws so they can have access to your computer to see what you're doing.
Well, that's exactly the point. You said it so well that we're not entitled to a system that works without problems. And so there's a whole industry that was built up around viruses and virus protection. And I kind of think that it's like this. You know, on one side of the street, there is the paving, road paving company. On the other side of the street, there's the window repair company. And so they scatter this asphalt and stones on the road, and then as the cars go by, the windows get broken in the vehicles, and then you can get them fixed on the other side of the street. That's kind of what this is. It seems to me that the antivirus companies were on two sides of the street. I believe they were making viruses to sell their antivirus software that you had to have, and it's ridiculous. And it's infuriating to me that we have to do this. And the reason I'm saying this is we have a computer, actually several computers that run Linux. They used to work great. Now all of a sudden, you go to the Wall Street Journal webpage, and the screen grays out. The computer doesn't know what to do. It just slows down to a crawl, and it locks up. Now, why is it that the Wall Street Journal is doing this? Who are they in bed with that's trashing my computer browser? Who are they in bed with? And that's what's happening. You go to certain websites, and the computer just grinds to a halt. It doesn't happen on all the computers. It doesn't happen on the Windows computers, but it happens on the Linux computers.
Yeah.
So is Microsoft in bed with some of these advertising companies? Because if you look at the bottom of your screen, you will see it's loading this page, that page, next page. It's loading all these things. It hasn't gotten to the page to do your website yet or to go to that website you're looking for. It's loading all this tracking stuff. And in my case, I say, don't track, don't track, don't track. I have those settings set. And it messes me up. Now, if I said, hey, come on and look, have a nice day, it probably worked great, but I won't do that. So now I'm at the crossroads. How am I going to handle this? Am I going to let these guys track everything I do because everybody else does? No, I'm not. I'm not going to do it. So Wall Street Journal, whenever I see there's a web page for Wall Street Journal, I go, I can't go there. There's no sense in going there. It's going to lock up my computer.
Yeah. You know, with crisis comes great commerce, Vinny. And how many of these crises are actually created to bring about more commerce? A lot of it is. A good portion of it is create the crisis. Now here's the patch, here's the fix, which brings great commerce. It's always about the money. Always.
It really is. And, there was a guy by the name of Kylie. I forget his first name. Bob Chapman knew this guy, Kylie. And Kylie would always say, follow the money. Well, it turned out that Kylie was a crook. And he was arrested. But I guess he knew really well that follow the money. Well, I just wanted to mention that about Windows, and they slipped it in. You know, they really did. They slipped in Windows with all these additions, and people just bought into it. And how much did it cost to go from one version of Windows to another? That was $89. But then you had to get a subscription to the antivirus software. So it was $89 plus. And then, of course, you wanted Microsoft Office, and that was, you know, at one time $89. And then every time they came out with a new version, it was another $89. So it was $89 plus $89. And then new processor and new memory. And then every 18 months to 24 months, it was a new computer. And they really had people hoodwinked. And now Windows 10, that's a subscription. Right?
Well, just a heads up, Vinny. Believe it or not, your network, GCN, and Republic Broadcasting, and many other independent talk media sources are banned. You cannot be on a military base. The GIs are not allowed. They have no access to independent media. They are not able to. That started a while back, a couple of years ago. I can tell you that for firsthand. You could be on a base, military base, and they censor what their soldiers are watching or looking up online. Evidently, Republic Broadcasting and GCN and other independent media sites that bring information and debunk what's going on in the mainstream media is not to be viewed. You're not supposed to be thinking. You're supposed to be following orders, and they can't have their soldiers second-guessing them. So just let you know that. We are being blocked on military bases.
Well, I know that we were being blocked back in the 1990s, and I'll tell you why. When I was a consultant for the public school systems, we built a server that sat between the Internet and the school system network. The network that I built was all wired, so it was not wireless. It was wired. And the server that sat between the Internet connection and all the other computers on the network, which were in the classrooms and they were in the library, they were in the computer labs, they were all over. This server literally filtered and blocked certain sites. And Norton Utilities, that company, the parent company, was the company that built this server software to block Internet sites. And what they did was they used a scoring system. So, for example, some words were worth, and I will say, 100 points. Okay, so if a search term was put in with one of these four-letter words, it was blocked. Okay, so some words were 100 points, for example. Other words might be 50 points each. So you string two of them together, you get 100 points, and you get blocked. Other words might be worth 5 points, 10 points. So the idea was, depending on what you typed in or the search, you could be blocked.
Yeah.
And not only were you blocked, when you logged in, as this was the early days of tracking, when you logged in, the system knew, this Fortress software knew what station you were at, what time you were at, and the search term that you used. When we come back, I'll tell you a search that was used and what happened. It caused kind of a panic in the school system. And I was there. And I was one of the guys that figured out what happened. What a mess this was. We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Steve Elkins is with us. He's a nurse. An ER nurse, ICU nurse, 27-plus years experience. He's a broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll tell you a little bit more about what Steve and I are going to do tonight in a few minutes. But I wanted to mention what happened. So we built this server to kind of keep the students from going to obscene websites in the public school system in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And this is a story of unintended consequences. So in the boys' bathroom, there was written something about a bomb going off soon, specifically on April 20th. Now, what's April 20th? Well, April 20th, 1889, is the day that Adolf Hitler was born. So somebody wrote in the bathroom that there would be a bomb going off in the school system, in the high school, on April 20th. So the superintendent found out about it because the principal mentioned it to the superintendent right away. I mean, this was alarming. It's a bomb threat. And so the superintendent notified me as a consultant and one of the employees who I was working with in the computer technology area of the school. We were the two guys that built the technology for the entire county, the school system. And so we did a search on that server that would be the internet filter. And so the first thing that we typed in was a search word bomb, B-O-M-B. So for example, who, when was the word bomb used as a search term on any of the computers in the entire county's school system? And we printed it out. We found a ream of paper. That's 500 sheets of paper. 20 prints, 20 results per page. And we presented it to the superintendent. We said, this is what we found. And it was so much information. This was just, you know, in the last couple of months that this had been found. But the interesting thing was that the search word bomb led us to someone typing in the following. Quote, big, black, busty bombshells. End quote. Big, black, busty bombshells. So somebody put in that search phrase. And the next question was, who did that? And when was that done? And on what computer? And we had it all right in front of us. It was done on the janitor's computer, the custodian's computer, in the elementary school, not in the high school. So then we looked at the login. So who did that? Well, that was a guy who was an employee of the school at night in the janitor's workroom. You know, think of it like a janitor's closet. Janitor has brooms and, you know, stuff in there to keep the school clean. A desk and a computer to track his janitorial schedule. And that's where it came from. And all fingers were pointing at the janitor, except he wasn't there. He left, you know, maybe 7 o'clock at night, and this was done at 10 or 11. So who did it? Well, the login told us it was the guy who was part of the athletic department at the high school, over in the janitor's closet in the elementary school. He got fired. So why? What I'm telling you is, what you do is tracked. And we know it's tracked because we built the system to do it, but we didn't build it to track people per se. We didn't go and, hey, who's looking at what? We didn't care about that. But these are the unintended consequences of some guy writing this in the bathroom, the boys' bathroom in the high school, and it never happened. And the closest we ever got was to the janitor's computer. Okay? And there was no, it was a threat, but, or a scare, or somebody having fun. There was no bomb that ever went off. But the unintended consequences is the guy in the athletic department got fired. So if you think that this doesn't happen, I'm telling you it does. I was there. So, Steve, you can let me know what your thoughts are when we come back. Interesting.
Yeah, will do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be heading to Florida shortly, where he'll be unveiling a Medicare plan today that he'll enact with an executive order. It's an answer to the Democrats' Medicare for All proposals. Here's Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar.
A lot of the proposals for Medicare for All, what they would do is actually take Medicare Advantage away. They would outlaw private insurance, and this is what our seniors want. What the president's doing today is putting a stake in the ground, saying he's going to be the one defending and protecting Medicare for our seniors. He's going to be improving Medicare. Medicare, and he's not going to let anyone touch their Medicare.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. At least four people are dead after a knife attack in the courtyard of the Paris Police headquarters today. At least one of the people killed was a cop. The suspect is identified as an administrative employee who'd been with the office for over two decades. He was shot and killed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Steve Elkins is with us, and what we're talking about this bomb threat on April 20th, which happened to coincide with Hitler's birthday. We don't know if that was the reason for it or not, but it just happened to coincide with it. It didn't happen, and the point is it was over 20 years ago, and we were able to track it and figure out exactly who put in what search terms when. And by the way, that's stored. That's stored until it's deleted, if ever. So if you think that 20 years from then, which is now over 20 years, things haven't gotten more precise, more accurate, and that since disk drive storage has gotten cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, if you think that your searches are not being tracked, I'm telling you they are. And we did it. I was part of it. But we did it for for a different reason. We weren't trying to snoop. We were just trying to make sure that students didn't bring up pornography in the library or anywhere else.
Yeah.
And we prevented all that from happening. Steve, your thoughts?
Yeah, I've noticed that the word recognition algorithm software is ramped up quite well. I've done a lot of searches, and for some reason it always seems to read my mind of what I'm typing in, and it finishes it up for me. This is all being tracked. You're right. Searches are being tracked. It's all being logged in a memory. There's a little file on you, I assume. And you haven't even mentioned one really important software, very intrusive, that was created by the CIA. It's called Vault 7. I don't know if you've ever talked about Vault 7. And this is scary stuff here, because what they can do is actually go into the back door of your computer, put incriminating information on your computer, then they get an anonymous tip, show up at your home, said we have a tip, anonymous tip. Well, who's that anonymous tip? And it's just anonymous. And we have a search warrant, and we're going to look at your computer, and what they do to find is maybe somebody went in the back door of your computer, put a couple files on there from some child pornography or something, and they take your computer and take you. All because you were a whistleblower or you were a person in independent media that was telling the truth and disclosing the corruption of government. I'm quite concerned about this program called Vault 7. And not too many people talk about it, but it is there. And not being used against other world leaders and whatever, it probably is too, but it also can be used against American citizens. And I'm concerned about people in our industry. We're not profiting from this. I'm not getting a penny out of this. I'm doing it because I'm a patriot. I love my country. I believe the mainstream media is very, very bad at what they do. And so I dig a little deeper to find out the truth, and I reveal that truth, or I fill in the holes, the gaps that they seem to leave out purposefully. So I'm a little concerned that this program exists. We've seen how rogue the intelligence agencies have become. That we were reminded on that with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and the whole Russian dossier and that whole funny thing there. But I'm concerned about that. But, yeah, you're right. They are seriously doing a lot of searches. They're doing a lot of data search and data collection and storing information on us. Now, I live in Utah. Not too far from where I live, there's a big data control, data collection agency up there just close to Salt Lake City. I think it's in Midvale. And nobody talks about that. What's the purpose, Vincent? What would be the purpose? Why does my government feel that I'm a threat? Why does the government feel their citizens are a threat? That they would need to gather data on you, collect it on you, and hold it in some hard drive somewhere. We haven't even talked about the cloud, what the scam of the cloud is all about. You know, your information up there supposedly secure, and we've seen how many breaches in security from everywhere, all industries, except Pentagon and Washington. For some reason, they have the best everything. They never get hacked. But everything I have is vulnerable to hack. Why is that? How is that possible? That was created. There's a purpose behind that.
Yeah, and I drove past that data center. It's enormous. Some of the criteria was, how are we going to cool all this electronics? That's a massive problem. How are we going to cool it? And there's a sign. There's a sign. If you drive up there, you'll see it. And it says it's the Domestic Surveillance National Data Warehouse. This is what it's called, the Domestic Surveillance National Data Warehouse. So they're literally saying that you are under surveillance nationally, and this is the warehouse for the data.
Yeah.
And there's a sign that says, quote, outside this building, quote, if you have nothing to hide, comma, you have nothing to fear, end quote. And I've talked to people. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. How many? I think they must have read this sign. And they say to me, well, I've got nothing to hide. It's okay. Yeah. How dumb can you be? How dumb can a person be?
They obviously don't understand the Fourth Amendment. They don't say, my wife and I were talking about this the other day, and I gave her explicit instruction. Police officers around my area are trolling. They're fishing. They're fishing for revenue, commerce, to make their budgets. And they're looking for every excuse they can find to look inside your car, to search your car. And I said, under no circumstances are you to say, yes, you may search my car. You have to have reasonable suspicion. You have to say there is a crime committed. You have to go through the right processes. We have a constitution, Vinny, that is hanging by a thread. It seriously is hanging by a thread. Law enforcement doesn't recognize it, and they're trouncing on it. And the legal, as far as the judges, are looking to side with the law enforcement. And I'm going to be standing by the rule of law here. And I'm going to say, no, you cannot search my car. Are you suspecting me of committing a crime? Then tell me what that is. You know? And you're detaining me. If you detain me, then you have to have a reason why you're detaining me, or I am free to go. Now, John Stadler and I talked about this, and there's an easy solution to a lot of this. When you get pulled over on these bogus pullovers to basically troll and search what they can find for revenue, you simply say after a certain point in time, you know, and can I leave? And they said, well, no. Then I'm being detained for a crime being committed, and you keep saying that over and over. Then you finally get to the point where you say, call your supervisor. I want your supervisor here right now. When you bring more people into the fold here is when they usually say, oh, okay, because they know they're trouncing on the Constitution, your Fourth Amendment rights. So you call for the supervisor. You make a stink. I want the supervisor. I'm not leaving. I want your supervisor down here right now. And that's usually when it stops. And people need to put their feet down on this issue here, because we are having our rights taken away from us. And we need to push back. We do.
Okay. I've got an exclamation point to make. You've met our boys.
Yep.
And you've met our family. Mm-hmm. Well, one of our boys decided to go to the Kansas City area from, we live near Springfield. 50 miles, 60 miles outside of Springfield. And he decided to go to the Kansas City area where there was a coin dealer who was going out of business.
Right.
So he hopped in his car, drove out there. It's about 3 hours. And the guy had all kinds of neat stuff that he was selling. For example, you remember those nickel, dime, and penny collecting books? They were blue, and they're trifold, and you know, they have all the different years and mint marks. Well, the guy had a whole bunch of them, you know, 50, maybe 100 of them. And he wanted to get rid of them because he was going out of business. He was closing his store. So he had no use for them. So our son said, okay, I'll buy those. And then he had these 2x2 flips, they're called, which are cardboard on two sides with kind of a plastic lens that you can look through, and you put your dime or quarter or nickel in there, or penny, and you staple it and you write down what it is, and that keeps the fingerprints off it for, you know, sorting and collecting and so forth. So we bought boxes and cases of those. And then there were some books that the guy had, and he also had, so he bought a lot of supplies for the collector. Lots of supplies. And a trunk full. And the guy also had some silver certificates. And the silver certificates were U.S. Federal Reserve notes. And they said on the top, silver certificate. So it was redeemable for silver if you wanted, up until they pulled those off the market. So the federal government paid, I think, $1.06 for each dollar of silver certificate. So if you had one that was marked silver certificate instead of Federal Reserve note, you would be paid $1.06. And you turn them in. And people thought, wow, 6%, well, it's great. So they got rid of all their silver certificates. But some people kept them. And this guy had been collecting for years, and he had, you know, a couple hundred of them. And they were mostly $1 denominations. So he offered them to our son for about $1.06. So our son paid $1.06 for each, we'll call them, silver certificate dollar bill. So he had them. And so they put all the stuff in our son's trunk of his car. And the guy said, let me see if I can find something to put these silver certificates in. So he had an old suitcase. you know, junky suitcase he was going to throw away. So he put them in there. And off our son paid him, and off he went. He was traveling on Interstate 44, and there was a sign that said federal and drug enforcement area ahead. And there was just a sign on the road, and then there was an exit ramp. And people saw the sign, slammed on the brakes, and took the exit ramp. They did that. The police were waiting at the exit ramp, you know, at the end of the exit ramp, and everybody got stopped. Everybody got stopped. And then, as you went down the hill, you could see that there was this enormous traffic block. We're talking about stopping every car, truck, pickup on the interstate. And so our son waited his turn. There was a long, long delay while everybody got interviewed by the multi-jurisdictional task force. And this big imposing guy in a green uniform, not blue, not black, not brown, green, a federale. So this guy said to our son, you're not doing anything wrong, are you? Mind if I look in your car? My son said, that's a compound question. No, I'm not doing anything wrong. No, you may not look in my car. So the federale says, pull over there. So there's like multiple lanes of traffic stopped, gridlocked, and my son gets special treatment. They do the stare down. My son's got his window partially down. He's armed. He has his 1911 right next to him, which is perfectly legal in the state of Missouri, and on the seat. And this federale guy says, mind if I look in your car? Our son says, no, you may not look in my car, unless you have a search warrant. And the guy says, you're not doing anything wrong. You mind if I look in the car? My son says, no, no. And they do a stare down. And a little while later, I mean, they're staring at each other. Nobody's blinking. My son says, well, if I'm not under arrest, I'm leaving. And he slowly pulled away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the Constitution of the state of Missouri reads the following, quote, that the right of every citizen to keep and bear arms, ammunition, and accessories typical to the normal function of such arms in defense of his home, person, family, and property, or when lawfully summoned in the aid of the civil power, shall not be questioned. End quote. That's what the Missouri Constitution said. So it was absolutely perfectly legal for our son to have a gun, carry it open, concealed, whatever his choice was, depending on whether he had a concealed carry permit or not. And think about this. What would the police do if they looked in his trunk and saw a suitcase? Do you think they would look in that suitcase? And what would they find in this little suitcase? A couple hundred $1 silver certificates. And silver certificates were issued by the United States government from 1878 through 1964. So this was legal tender. It was collectible. He had a small suitcase full of it. And what would the cops say? Where'd you get this money, boy? Would you say that? Would he say, this looks like drug money to me, boy? Do you think that it would be confiscated? Do you think that they'd pull over, steal our son's car, steal the suitcase and the contents, steal the collectible books, flips, and other collection coin collecting materials? Do you think that would happen, Steve?
Yeah, I do. I've seen it. It's called civil forfeiture. And you are guilty immediately, and you must prove your innocence. And for some reason, when they enacted that new law that you can only pull out $10,000 out of your bank account, because any more than that would draw suspicion, because evidently you're working with terrorists or you were funding drug dealers or something like that. We're basically living right now, Vinny, we are living in a police state. We have a soft martial law that's in effect right now. And this civil forfeiture is so taxing to the person who's not guilty of anything other than having some belongings, some money, or whatever he's got in his trunk. I have a friend who's in the used car business, and he'll travel with $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 in cash. He'll go to these auto auctions, and he'll buy cars. And he was stopped, And immediately they assumed he has no record, nothing. He's a car dealer. He's got a card. And they took his money. He had to go to court and work very hard to get his money back. And a lot of times they make it so difficult that you just can't get your hands on it without spending more than the money they've taken away from you. And they keep it. Civil forfeiture. This is totally wrong. And it's happening quite a bit. And we definitely need to say no. With that little saying on that building, if you have nothing to hide, then, you know, I don't buy that. That's the lead to other things of abuses on your rights and your rights as a citizen. And nobody's going to look at my car. You're going to go through the normal channels, the process, search warrant, and I'm just not going to open up and give you what you're looking for, because you do that, and I guarantee you they're going to find something. I think the police officers, law enforcement, has been taught that everybody on the street is to be thought of as a perpetrator, a person who's done wrong, therefore we can find revenue, we can find commerce, and I actually believe that's how they look at citizens now. We no longer have the peace officer. When I was a kid growing up, I loved our local police officer. Didn't call him a cop. He was a nice guy. We talked to him. I trusted the guy. He was a peace officer. There are no more peace officers. To protect and serve is no longer the motto for police. And everybody is a potential perpetrator. We're revenue. That's all we are. Revenue-based is all we are. And what we have going on right now is a police state. They don't want to call it that. And they're just saying, oh, we're trying to, you know, catch crime, criminals. Well, catch criminals. I have no problem catching criminals, but do it in the right process. Don't shake down everybody to catch one. That's not right. That's actually profiling. And if you're of color, you can definitely use that in your favor to go against them in court. But it doesn't work with whitey like us. But we are in a soft coup right now. A soft martial law is what's going on right now.
I was in Springfield many years ago, Springfield, Missouri. And there was a guy who worked at a store. And he helped me with a purchase. And there was the end of his shift. I guess I was one of the last customers he had. And I was walking out to his car, and I was walking out to mine, and I thanked him, and we started talking. And he was a part-time police officer, and he worked at the store part-time. And he told me, we struck up this instant friendship, he told me that he was taught in these seminars that sweet-looking grandmother that you pull over for a traffic stop, she just might well kill you. And because of that, you've got to be ready to shoot her right then and there. We'll be right back. I'll tell you the rest of the story after top of the hour break.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.